Folks, this segment is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related, Long Branch Dental in Greenville, Texas, the Minna Bucket at Lake Fork, and Air Force Air Guns, maker of the Texan, which was the first production big bore air gun on the market. Well, folks, this is Luke. What do you say we take this segment and let's talk about putting some wild pork to good use? You know, curing and smoking ham, that's usually something that's done in the wintertime, but there's no reason in the world why you can't do it in the summertime. And for many years, I'd say the last 6 or 8 years, I have cured small pieces of wild pork, the upper parts of the ham, you know, the top of the ham, if you will, what would be top round steak if it were beef, you know, the more tender cuts of ham. I've cut those, and I've also cured and smoked the back straps from wild hogs. And it's the finished product is ham. So the process that the way I've done it for these years is extremely simple. Say we're going to cure the back straps. Well, you're dealing with a hog that may be 140 pounds. So just kind of an average size grown wild hog. Just remove the back straps. And then I, you know, remove all the sinew, everything off the back straps. You just want clean meat. And each back strap, I would start by cutting it in half down, not lengthwise, but right down the across the halfway down the back strap. And then I would rub sugar cure on it. Now, this is, I'm going to give you two ways to do this. I think you'll find it interesting. Butcher Packer Supply has, guys, for $6 or $7, you can get enough sugar cure to cure 100 pounds, I guess, of pork. But the way I've always done it is start with this very clean meat that you've removed all the sinew, just want lean meat, and rub it really good, go in sterile or with gloves on, and rub that sugar cure all in it. Now, I also add brown sugar and honey to it. I like a sugar-cured flavor in ham. Now, put those pieces in a gallon Ziploc bag, and then they will create moisture. The salt, I guess, the cure, which is sodium nitrite that's mixed into the cure, it will pull out the moisture, some of it. You'll wind up with a brine. Now, leave that in the refrigerator about 6 days, and then what I do is smoke it at a low temperature for a couple of 3 hours. Give it a good smoke. I don't cook it thoroughly. Now, this is cured ham, but it has to be cut and fried, you know, for breakfast ham or what. That's usually what I use my ham for. So that's a great way to do it. Just simply rub the meat with a cure. And then I put extra brown sugar and honey on there to give it a sweeter flavor, a sweet ham, and let it cure for about 6 days and then smoke it with whatever type of wood that you like. I usually use wild plum or pecan wood, a milder type wood. So that's easy, real easy. And the meat is, I mean, it's some of the best ham that you've ever eaten. Well, I've got a good buddy, Daryl Margraff, that loves to experiment. He lives to try something different and try to perfect ways that he's already built upon things that he already knows. But Daryl said, talking to him about a month ago, and he had just cured a whole ham. He says, Luke, this is pretty easy to do. So I got to thinking, you know, I love the pieces of ham, and I'll vacuum seal those, and then on a camp out, I'll just, it's, of course, it's boned out meat the way I've done it all these years. You get at camp, just throw a chunk of that in your ice chest and slice it up, and you've got some ham to cook. So I have decided, you know, back when he was talking to me, that I think I will try it. So I had about a ham off of a 130-pound hog. That little ham probably weighed, I'm guessing, 5 pounds, maybe, something, just an estimate, bone in. And I had removed all the outer sinew and cleaned it up really well. Well, you have to inject, use an injector and pump it, if you will. You have to pump the cure down in next to the bone, all around the bone, if you're going to cure a bone-in ham. That was kind of tricking me up all these years, doing one bone-in, like if you were to buy a whole ham. but it turned out excellent, folks. What you do is you need a pump to pump the solution. It's just basically a big old needle with holes in it. You poke that down in the ham and push the plunger down. You can get them a lot of places. Butcher Packer Supply is a good spot to get anything that you need like that. Their prices are good and they ship really quickly. You can go online, butcher-packer.com, and get these supplies. But I wanted a sugar sweet flavor. I think Daryl used the Tender Quick. I believe that's the name, the Morton's Tender Quick, which he was really happy with his too. So this is the way to do the whole ham bone in. Pump that cure all through it. And I added some honey and some brown sugar to the solution, to the sugar cure that I got in the packet from Butcher Packer Supply. And then, you know, mix all that up till it dissolves and pull it up with that needle and pump it into the meat. Just stick that needle in there and push the plunger down. Load that meat up with the cure, sugar cure. And then put it in a – the thing is you're going to need a bigger container depending on the size of the ham. I don't suggest starting with a 20-pound ham. That would be off of a huge wild hog, you know. But start with a smaller ham for the first time like I did. And you'll need something that's big enough to submerge the brine and the ham in, you know. You might have to put a little bit more of the cure if you're going to need a brine to set this ham down into. So you might need a small pail of some sort and room in your refrigerator to put it. And for 6 days, that's all it takes. And after you get it out, now what we're doing now is making a cooked ham, fully cooked. So after the prescribed 6 days, take it out of the refrigerator, and you know, you're supposed to wash it off. I don't. I want all that sugar goodness to stay on the meat. Now maybe I'm making this mistake there, but the instructions always say to wash it off good. Well, I'm not using the salt cure like Morton's Tender Quick. I'm using a sugar cure, so I'll leave that on there, and I'll actually pack a little bit more brown sugar around the ham. Now I use a Smoking Tex, my electric smoker, and I take the racks out of it. If you've got a smokehouse, then you probably already know how to do all this if you have a smokehouse, but you can, say an electric smoker, take your racks out, and then you can, there's usually a hole in the top. My Smoking Tex has got a little hole up there. Attach the shank end of that ham through that hole, and then cut your smoke up to, say, 120 for a couple hours, then go to 140 for a couple hours, 160 for a couple of hours, slowly in increments increase the heat, and then finish it off at, say, you know, 180, and, you know, use a meat probe, a meat thermometer, and test it out like that. If you, the whole key is you want that meat internally, even next to the, especially next to the bone, to be more than 160 degrees. I'm a firm believer in making it well more, just in case you happen to have a cold spot when you're doing this. So bring the meat up to over, let's just say 175, then you know you're safe. And then, bingo, you have a smoked, sugar-cured ham from a wild hog. Now, I don't see why in the world that this wouldn't be just as good bone-in, maybe better, you know, than the way that I've always done it in little chunks. So if I can help you folks with any of this information, and I'd be glad to share what I know about it, just, you know, contact me through the radio website, catfishradio.org. Send me an email, and I promise you I'll get back with you. I'm not a chef or, you know, just an old camp cook that I enjoy processing meat and things like that and turning these wild hogs into some good food. But if you like ham, I'll tell you what, this is, I think you'll be very pleasantly surprised if you do this, and it's not rocket science. Just put the cure on it. Put it in some kind of a container. Follow instructions, basically. Butcher Packer Supply, when they ship this stuff, they give all kind of instructions. And also, they're accessible. If you want to call them, you can call up there and talk to some of the folks and ask them questions. But that's a good way to put it. We've got all this wild pork running around, folks. So if you're like me, you'll try to figure out ways to make some really good food out of it. And what's better than sugar-cured ham?
Have you ever been down to Houston County Lake near Crockett down in deep east Texas? Some of the best fishing for a lot of different species that I know about. Crockett's Family Resort is right there on the shores. I want you to go online to CrockettResort.com. Or for day-to-day fishing updates or information on their campgrounds or their cabins, 877-544-8466.
Folks, this fall hunting season, big bore air rifles are going to be legal to use in Texas for big game, deer, javelina, all kind of big game animals. I've been shooting the Texan, which is made by Air Force Air Guns, since the prototype come out. The Texan was the first production big bore air gun on the market that I'm aware of. Go online to airforceairguns.com. Check out the Texan carbine, which is a shorter model of the original Texan. I shoot one in .45 caliber with a big 350 grain bullet, and it is a hammer for hunting hogs, and I'm really looking forward to taking some deer with it this coming hunting season. Well, folks, that wraps our show up for this week. I want to thank all of our guests and all of you for listening. I want to remind you that you can go anytime to catfishradio.org, and there you can listen to the archive of this past week's show. You can check out my book, Kill to Grill, The Ultimate Guide to Hog Hunting. And if you want to contact me, you can do it right there through the website. You can email me through catfishradio.org. There's a huge catfish tournament coming up at Possum Kingdom Lake, the Possum Kingdom Cat Masters, October the 18th and 19th. So mark your calendar for that. There will be a $30,000 guaranteed first place prize. So this is going to draw a bunch of cat fishermen from all over. Folks, be safe in the outdoors this week and tune in this time next week. We'll have some more fun talking hunting and fishing.